D.C. has been making progress cleaning up the Anacostia and Potomac rivers to the point where those long polluted waterways could soon be safe to swim in. But recently, management at D.C.'s Water and Sewer Authority has been considering scrapping a major part of the cleanup project. That would potentially mean continuing to dump more than 600 million gallons of sewage into the Potomac each year, for years to come. WAMU environment reporter Jacob Fenston tells us why D.C. Water wanted to cancel the project and why the utility recently backed away from the idea.
Ever since Washington's first sewers were built in the 19th century, those sewers have dumped untreated waste directly into the rivers. To get a view of the problem up close, I hopped in a boat with Jim Foster and motored down the Anacostia.
So we're underneath the 11th Street Bridge here. We're going to swing around. It gets really
Foster is president of the Anacostia Watershed Society. He maneuvers the boat around bridge pilings up to a large opening in the shore.
It's probably 6 feet wide. It looks like a little stone fortress that was built here.
This is a combined sewer outfall. There are 47 of them lining the banks of the Anacostia, Potomac, and Rock Creek. The opening on this one is covered with big rubber gates. Until recently, those gates would open up, spewing raw sewage into the river more than 80 times a year.
It's huge. In a river that has very little flow, this was a huge amount of sewage that would get into the river and just cause these incredibly high levels of bacteria.
20 years ago this month, the Anacostia Watershed Society sued D.C. Water over the sewage pollution. The result was a consent decree, a legally binding agreement with the Environmental Protection Agency. D.C. Water agreed to build a series of three massive new sewer tunnels. The first one went online in March 2018, and since then it's prevented 90% of sewage overflows into the Anacostia River. The second tunnel is under construction, but the third tunnel, the one to stop pollution on the Potomac, is still a ways off. In recent months, D.C. Water officials have been eyeing that tunnel and its $560 million budget. The idea was to go back to the EPA and renegotiate the consent decree, possibly removing the Potomac tunnel from the agreement. Here's David Gaddis, D.C. Water's CEO, speaking at a public meeting in June.
We're now taking a look at the consent decree. Under Biju George's leadership.
Biju George is D.C. Water's chief operating officer.
I've asked Biju to take a look at reopening the consent decree and see if we can bring forward some modifications to ease the burden on our customers as we move forward.
The tunnel project is one of the biggest and priciest infrastructure projects in the city since Metro was built. The tunnels are wider than Metro tunnels and deeper underground. The whole 18-mile project has a price tag of $2.7 billion. The vast majority of that is being paid for by residents. It's currently $21 a month, about one-fifth of the average residential water bill. Gaddis has not said publicly he wanted to cancel the Potomac Tunnel, and he declined multiple requests for an interview. But according to two people familiar with the discussions, the Potomac Tunnel was on the chopping block. Potomac Riverkeeper Dean Nowyux was outraged to hear D.C. Water was considering this.
Washington, D.C. should not be reaching out to EPA and asking for more delays on this project. We want them to end sewage dumping by 2030, absolutely no later.
Nowyux says the Trump administration has been going easy on polluters. He says D.C. has a choice.
Do we commit to providing safe, clean water for future generations, restoring this river, or are they going to take this carrot from an EPA and a Department of Justice that really doesn't care about water quality, that has demonstrated that they're not concerned about public health?
D.C. is far from the only city with a sewer overflow problem. There are some 700 cities around the country with similar antiquated systems, many of them currently under federal consent decrees, just like D.C. These old systems combine stormwater from streets with sewage from buildings. It all goes in one big pipe, which fills up and overflows anytime there's a big storm. This was state-of-the-art design in the late 1800s.
100 years later, it is a significant design flaw.
George Hawkins ran D.C. Water for almost a decade until 2018. Hawkins acknowledges fixing this design flaw is a massive undertaking, but he says it must be done.
It's a once-in-a-generation project that will deliver permanent improvements, and it already is. So I personally believe that while always an assessment of where money can be saved and looking at affordability is always important, at this point, sticking to the plan we have now would be what I would recommend.
The issue of affordability is a real one, though, and one that many cities are grappling with. Adam Krantz is CEO of the National Association of Clean Water Agencies. He says the federal government is not doing its part to fund these huge projects. Congress passed legislation requiring cities with combined sewers to stop dumping waste, and lawmakers authorized significant funding, but
none of that funding ever got appropriated. So utilities were also then left on their own through their ratepayer bases to basically find the solutions to how to do this.
Earlier this year, D.C. water officials backed away from the plan to reopen the consent decree. Why did they change their minds? According to people familiar with the decision-making, part of it was that D.C. Water realized the timeline was just too tight to get EPA approval. Maybe even more important, there was blowback from local officials once they got wind of D.C. Water's plans.
I'm Mary Che, and I'm the council member from Ward 3, and I have oversight over D.C. Water.
Che is chair of the Environment Committee on the D.C. Council. She wrote a letter to D.C. Water's David Gaddis in early February, urging him not to reopen the consent decree. She ended the letter with a threat. If D.C. Water decided to cancel the Potomac Tunnel, she wrote, quote, I would be forced to introduce emergency legislation to prohibit you from doing so.
I could get that vote. I have no question about it. And on top of that, it would go into effect immediately.
5 days later, she got a letter back from Gaddis.
And this is a quote. I want to assure you that we have no plans to deviate in any way from the terms of our existing consent decree. So as far as I'm concerned, that's off the table now. It's done.
For decades, D.C. has been working towards swimmable and fishable rivers, restoring the Potomac and Anacostia to the point where they'd be safe to jump in any day of the year, where you could cast a line and eat what you caught without getting sick. Fixing the sewage dumping problem was probably the single biggest hurdle. Now, if D.C. Water moves ahead with the project as promised, the final tunnel will open in 2030. For WAMU, I'm Jacob Fenston.